manifest it be with those that are sick. We pray for them that you heal them according to thy will. And Father, we pray for the families of these children that were so brutally murdered this past week, that you be with their families and you comfort them and let them look to thee for guidance and understanding in these times. And Father, we ask you this morning to give honor and glory to yourself in this class. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Last week, we started talking about the 12 apostles. And I know, according to prophecy, turn to Isaiah chapter 8. I know according to prophecy that there's some prophecy there that covers two different things. It covers the Lord Jesus Christ and the 12. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, "Behold, I," that's the Lord, "and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion." So I know that the Lord Jesus Christ and the 12 apostles, which he calls children, and you can find that a reference in John chapter 13, verse 33, about the children. He calls the apostles children. So I know they are for signs and wonders in Israel. So I know the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are written to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go to Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, and he names the 12 apostles in the first several verses there, and in verse 5 he said, "These 12 Jesus Christ sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not in the way of the Gentiles, any city of Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So I know the 12 are there. Paul is not one of these 12. Do you know where he got these 12 from? Go to Luke chapter 6. Hold 1 Timothy 2. Go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Verse 13. "And then when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." So these are disciples he named apostles. All apostles. Now listen to what I'm fixing to tell you. All apostles were disciples. Were they? What about Paul?
Well, he's not in there.
Paul wasn't one of his disciples. You know what a disciple was?
Follower.
Yeah.
Had to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ from the baptism of John until his ascension up. In other words, from the baptism of John, John baptized people to prepare the way for the Lord. So from the baptism of John until Jesus Christ was crucified and ascended up, must one be a follower of Jesus to be a disciple. Now watch what happens. Luke chapter 6, verse 13. "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles," and he names them the same as he did in Matthew chapter 10. And you will not find Paul there. Go to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. Qualifications of a disciple. You see, we got Baptists today, and I don't know if they by themselves, there may be some others, that they make and they preach and teach discipleship classes. You understand? Cottage Hill has done it for years. I think it's probably started with Fred Wolf's bunch. You used to go there, didn't you?
And I went to a discipleship class.
Well, did he teach you the truth about it?
No.
You see, that's what's so sad to me. Ain't nothing wrong with teaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but teach the truth about it. Teach who it's written to and who it's for and who it ain't for. It ain't for us today in the church, the body of Christ.
The Lord appeared to the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9 and gave him a message, and Paul wrote it down, and he appeared again to him in Acts chapter 18 and gave him a further revelation and told us to rightly divide his epistles. You understand? You see, when you tell people you rightly divide the word, well, they say, well, we do too. We divide the old from the new. And they'll draw a line here and say this is all New Testament all the way to the book of Revelations. And our preacher this morning got us over in the book of Revelations. We are not, the church, the body of Christ, is not in the book of Revelations. Do you know how you know that? Do you? If I went around this room right now, and I won't do it, but if I did, could you tell me how you know you're not in the book of Revelation? I can do it with the very first verse. God. What did God do? Gave to Jesus Christ a message, didn't he? He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. What did that verse just tell you? Do y'all know how many times the word angel appears in Romans to Philemon? Three times. Do you know how many times the word angels, plural, you'll find in Romans to Philemon? What is the number 10?
Twice deaf.
Number of Gentiles. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. You understand? Now, in Luke 14, let me show you how you know you cannot be a disciple. I don't care who tries to teach you if you're a disciple, you can't be a disciple. Now watch what he says here. And then Luke 14, verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and cometh after me cannot be my disciple. In other words, verse 33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. In these discipleship classes that you said you went to, did they tell you to forsake everything you had? I mean, that's what the qualifications are, isn't it? Go to Matthew chapter 19. Now, we're talking about who to follow. Do we follow one of the 12 apostles, or do we follow the apostle Paul that the Lord appeared to and gave him this message and told him to write it down and send it to the church? There are 7 churches over here in the book of Revelation. There's one church in here. They can't be the same. 7 and 1 ain't the same. Now, in Matthew chapter 19, look at verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all. Did Peter forsake all that he had?
Yeah.
And followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the number 12 has to do with Israel. Isaiah 8, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and wonders in Israel. You go back into Genesis, there are 12 tribes back there in Genesis. You come over here, there are 12 apostles sent to Israel. Go not in the way of the Gentiles. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And you know what he told them to preach?
The kingdom.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Y'all know anybody that follows the teachings of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that raises the dead?
Benny Hinn.
Y'all do know Benny Hinn said he caused a man to be raised from the dead, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't have his cameras.
He was somewhere preaching, and he said there was standing room only, and the people were shoulder to shoulder, and back to front, no room to move. And he said he saw him while he was preaching passing a body overhead down through the crowd, and they laid that body up on the pulpit up there. I heard him say it. He laid that body up there and said while he was preaching, that man stood up, come back alive. I thought to myself, if I had your power, I wouldn't be on television.
Andrew Womack said that.
Sir?
Andrew Womack.
Yeah. You know where I'd be if I had that power? Y'all ain't got no idea where I'd be if I had that kind of power, do you? I'd be at St. Jude's. I'd be at the Shrine Burn Center hospitals. I'd be anywhere these little fellas are begging for people to give a donation to try to find a cure so they can live a normal life. I wouldn't waste my time on old folks like me. You know why? Let's just do something here. Somebody in this class this morning fell over dead while we were having class. And I laid hands on them and they got up and went about their business. You know what's going to happen? They're going to die again. You can't live forever. But he gave them the power. Did Peter forsake everything he had? Did Jesus Christ tell him what he would have in the regeneration over here at the second coming? What's Peter going to do in the 12? Are they going to sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel? And in Revelation chapter 7, you'll find in chapter 7 the 144,000, 12,000 out of 7. I'm out of 12 tribes, 12 times 12 when I went to school was 144,000. They probably changed it by now. Probably don't mean the same no more. Y'all do know they're changing all kinds of stuff, don't you? I'm trying to think of what that was my wife read that they're going to start doing in schools about what they teach. They're not going to teach Huckleberry Finn no more. What are they going to teach you, environmental, green, and all this kind of stuff? Our kids are going to come up and ain't going to know what real life's about. Thought you might know that. But the Lord sent the 12 out. They forsook everything they had. He told them, said, you, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, there ain't no angels in here for us. You shall sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Go with me to Revelation. Take Revelation chapter 21. Beloved, the book of Revelation is about Israel. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Now, Van Ampe didn't use this verse this morning, and I couldn't figure out why, but he knows the Bible. He knows these verses in here. Look what this John sees here in Revelation 21, verse 1. I saw a new heaven, and a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth, were passed away in 1920, excuse me. You know, they've already had about five, I think, different dates of the end of the world. And it's back up now to the year 2012, December the 21st. So, y'all ain't got long to be here. The first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Well, when is all that going to happen? After this earth that me and you are standing on is destroyed, and God makes a new heaven and a new earth. Go with me to Isaiah, whole Revelation. Go to Isaiah chapter 65. I believe that's it. Give me a minute. It may be 66, but I believe it's 65. Isaiah 65, verse 17. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Ain't going to remember none of this junk that we've gone through. Why? There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. God said it would. So Van Ampey said this earth is going to abide forever. But it ain't. Do you know, anytime you see the word world in a King James Bible, it ain't don't mean this world that we live on. It may mean age that we live in. So you have to figure out and check out if he's talking about the world or the age that we live in. You understand? This age shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. You remember Jesus Christ quoted that? So he's talking about a time over here that's going to be a 1,000-year millennial reign over here when Satan is bound in the bottomless pit, and it is for the Gentile nations that bless the seed of Abraham in the tribulation over here, the time of Jacob's trouble, the 7 years prophesied by prophets back here of Jacob's trouble, and Israel will be saved out of it. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, if you please. Jeremiah said that Israel would be saved out of it. Our apostle said we are saved from it. So here comes the scholar. You always got them scholars hanging around somewhere wanting to throw a monkey wrench in the thing. They say, well, the first 3.5 years is going to be a good time, so we are going to go in to the first 3.5 years. And in the middle of it, the Antichrist, according to Daniel 9, is going to cause the oblation to cease and the sacrifice to cease. And he's going to say, he's going to make an image, and you're going to have to worship this image. Or take his mark. And if you do, you lose your eternal life. If you take the mark of the beast or worship the image, you save your physical life here, but you lose your eternal life. And just vice versa. And Jesus Christ trained them that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. He said, whosoever shall save his life, he's talking about over here, will lose his eternal life. If you lose your life here, you'll have eternal life over here. So Peter said, we have forsook all. And what are we going to have? He said, when the Son of Man. Do y'all know when the Son of Man's coming?
In the future.
You know, I hear these people say, the Lord's right at hand. It's time for him to come back. Well, I don't believe that. Do you know when the Lord's coming back to this earth? Sir?
Immediately
after the tribulation. You know where you find that? Go to Matthew. You got Matthew? Look at Matthew chapter 24 and 25. Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. This ain't hard to figure out. So when you see somebody telling you the second coming is nigh on the hand and it could happen next week or next month, just yawn real big.
Now, the rapture may take place, but not the second coming. You see, you got people that don't separate the rapture from the second coming. Now, in Matthew 25, verse 30, Matthew 24, verse 30. I'm looking at the top of the page, and my page number sometimes overlaps. Matthew 24, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then what? What has happened? Go to verse 27. Well, we don't have to go back that far. Go to verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, moon shall not give her light, stars will fall from heaven, powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, didn't we read in Isaiah chapter 8 that Jesus Christ said, I and the children are for signs and wonders where?
In
Israel. Well, is this sign of the Son of Man in heaven for Israel or for the church, the body of Christ?
For Israel.
It's for Israel. You see, in Acts chapter 1, there's people that preach that we're to look for that sign. What is that sign in Acts chapter 1? The clouds receive him out of his sight. He's going to come back in the clouds over here, and every eye shall see him. I don't believe that's going to happen at the rapture here. Ain't nobody going to know anything about the rapture but us that are saved. And there's going to be a lot of people say, well, I tried to tell them people they done got mixed up in some kind of cult. Now they done gone. Don't nobody know where they're at. But they're gone. They just fell over dead.
Not stuffy, but that.
Do what now?
Not stuffy, but it says, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Is that the angels of Satan, the fallen angels?
I suspect that that's those. No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say it's Satan's angels that fell, because they fell back here in Genesis 1, in between Genesis 1, 1 and 1, 2.
And, where is it that it says the stars are the angels?
Well, it's in Hebrews.
But that's,
and then in Revelation, see, angels are ministering spirits.
Yeah.
And this preacher that said we're going into the tribulation said that he used the term now that the angels were ministering spirits sent forth to them that shall be heirs of salvation. Well, I'm not an heir of salvation. Yeah. I already have salvation. Mm-hmm. But I'm a joint heir with Christ, you see, according to what Paul said in Romans chapter 8. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So he said that those angels up there are going to minister to us. No, they're not ministering spirits sent forth. You'll find that in Hebrews 1 and then in Revelation 1. He says he saw seven candlesticks and seven stars. The candlesticks are churches, and well, I believe. Hold what you got here. Go to Revelation 1. I don't want to misquote this. Go to Revelation 1. Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which I saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So I know the book of Revelation is written to them. And Hebrews, go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. See, I suspect that those angels there are probably those like in Revelation 12, verse 7 on.
I just know when Michael said he came down to earth and
it took him 21 days
he
to
was
get
fighting.
Yeah, it took him 21 days to say here's the earth. It took Michael 21 days because of demoniac spirits up here, and he had to come down from the throne room down here to Daniel when Daniel's praying, but it took him 21 days up here. But in Revelation 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought, and the dragon and his angels fought, and they were cast out to the earth.
Yeah.
You understand?
Well, that's what I was saying about the angels, the stars of the heavens that fall.
Yeah.
I was thinking of those that.
But you see, you had
powers that were fallen angels.
Yeah, but you see back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, the earth was void. The word was is the same as became. Yeah. In other words, we know in Isaiah 45, verse 18, that God did not create this world void. He right. created to be inhabited.
Right.
And the devil in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, the devil went up and started gossiping. He trafficked in gossip. In other words, in Proverbs 20, you'll find that God don't like gossip. And this what got Ham in trouble back here was gossiping about his father's nakedness and all. Ham didn't get in trouble for getting drunk.
Yeah. I'm doing what to do, but running his mouth.
Noah didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
I got Ham in. Noah got drunk.
Yeah.
He had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Children, his boys. Ham saw his daddy's nakedness. He went out and gossiped about it. Well, Shem and Japheth went in backers with a blanket or whatever you want to call it and covered their daddy's nakedness, and that was the end of that. So Ham, the seed of Canaan, God cursed the seed of Canaan and said, you will be servants of servants. In other words, you'll serve Jacob and Shem, which are Shemites is the yellow race, the Japhethites is the white race, the Hamites are the colored race of people. But you see, in this dispensation, there ain't no curse on nobody. Why? Because Jesus Christ took the curse for us. I mean, if you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're baptized by the Spirit into a body, and that body is one body, yet many members, made up of what? Whoever. It don't make no difference. Where are you from? As long as you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're baptized into this body. And Paul, I don't give a flip. I don't care who it is that tells you that you ought to follow one of these 12 apostles or Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry, you jolly well can't. You can't. Listen to me. The welfare system's overloaded now. If we all forsook everything we had and sold it out and gave it away, who's going to feed us? He told these people here in Luke 12, take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat, or your clothes, or your shoes, or anything. He said, Jesus Christ is going to take care of you over here. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things that the Gentile nations seek after, your heavenly Father knows you need them, and he'll give them to you. Well, the kingdom of God don't come till after the rapture of the church, after the 7-year tribulation, and then the 1,000-year millennial reign. So, Jesus Christ told Peter, you that have forsaken all, you'll have it over here. Now, what am I holding? Hebrews chapter 1 and Matthew 25 and 24. All right, now Hebrews 1. The situation is about Jesus Christ and the angels. Now, verse 2. Hath in these last days, that's a reference to God, of verse 1. Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Well, here's his Son. He spoke to the 12. So whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, Hebrews 2, verse 1, he said, we heard them that heard him. So whoever the writer of the book of Hebrews is, got his message from one of the 12. It ain't one of the 12 that's writing it. It's somebody that heard them. You understand? So I know it can't be Paul. Now, what is the context about? And verse 3. Who being his Son, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholdeth all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty in high. Man, I had to chuckle about that. Man, I was telling Jim about a joke that Brother Moore used to tell, that Stephen saw Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God, and this little boy said, I know Jesus, that God's left-handed. He said, well, how do you know that? He said, well, Jesus is standing on his right hand.
Yeah. You don't like kids, are you?
And some of them things I try to forget, I just can't. All right, now, verse 4. Being this person, Jesus Christ, his son, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So you see, here comes along the Jehovah's Witness. And he says that Jesus Christ is one of God's created angels. He ain't no such a thing. Look what the Bible says here. Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Was he made better than the angels? Well, certainly he was. You know why? He's the Word came down in the flesh. From what we know about Jesus Christ in God's Word, we can start in Genesis and wind up at the last verse of Revelations, and we know what God has about the Lord Jesus Christ for us. You got to know who he's writing to, when, and why. So I know the 12 are not, neither one of them are our apostle. I know that Jesus Christ is not our apostle. You know where you'll find that? I know two places right off the top of my head. Romans chapter 15, verse 8, and Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Romans chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus Christ was a minister for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. We don't have a priesthood in here. We're not priests. We're members of this body. These people here are told that they are a royal priesthood. Peter writes to them in 1 and 2 Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, he said, you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Same as these back in Exodus 19, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, told Israel, you will be a kingdom of priests if you do this and do that. The kingdom was taken from Israel, Matthew 25, given to the little flock. The leader, 12, are the leaders of the little flock. You'll find them in Luke chapter 12, the little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have. Sell it. He told them to. Be like the birds. Don't work. Be like, you know. I mean, you got to believe the book means what it says. But who is he talking to is the instance, you see. Now, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. You know what the day is? That ain't December 25th. That's when he was begotten from the dead. He's the firstborn from the dead. John chapter 3. A man must be born again. Jesus Christ is a man, according to what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5. By one man, sin into the world, death by sin. And by one man, Jesus Christ, the man, God brought righteousness into the world for the church, the body of Christ, through this man, Jesus Christ. And it's a free gift. And I was watching a preacher this morning, and I don't call the names. I'm tired of calling the names. God knows them. He's got some DVDs and some tapes he wants you to have. I think the DVDs was $10 and the tapes was about $5. You can have one if you send him $10. But if you ain't got $10, you can't have one. He don't want you to have it. I ain't got nothing to sell. I didn't buy it. I didn't have to pay one dime for it. God gave it to me. And it's free to anybody that'll come and listen. I don't care who they are or where they come from or what to do with. Just come. God wants you to listen.
God wants you to study. Study. Not just read. You can read without studying, but you can't study without reading. Study. Now, how do you study? You do what we're doing this morning. You compare spiritual things with spiritual. So I know that the 12 are not wanting either one of them are my apostle, for my example to follow. Jesus Christ, Peter told him over there, and Peter said he'd follow his footsteps. Well, not me. I follow Jesus Christ through the Apostle Paul, and if you follow Jesus Christ today, you can't follow him no other way except through the ministry of the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. So if somebody goes back in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or Hebrews through Revelation to find their salvation, Paul said, our gospel will be lost. If they are hid to them, they are lost. If they can't see the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God, they're lost. So what do you need to do? And I learned a lesson years ago from Brother Moore. Don't argue stuff with people. No. Tell them the gospel. Say, well, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know who that fellow was got in that boat back yonder. But I do know one thing. I know that Jesus Christ died for me. And paid for my sins at Calvary. And he died for you and every one of us. And everybody you meet out there, Jesus Christ has already died for them. Just like they are. Don't try to change. You know, I won't get into that. I got to get back to this. Go back to Hebrews chapter 1 with me. And verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, he shall be a me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world. When did he do that?
When he was born.
September. Jesus Christ wasn't born in December.
No.
Jesus Christ was conceived in December. He was born in September. The end gathering. Got some paperwork over there if you dare to study in Luke chapter 1, Zacharias in the course of Abihu. And we know and you go back to Chronicles back here and you can find the courses of the priesthood back here 7 days from 7 to 7, Sunday to Sunday, 7 days. And then Abihu's in the course of Zechariah, and you find out when the course of the Zechariah is, and then Elizabeth was conceived after Zechariah's course, and he tells you when the course is back here, and Jesus Christ was 6 months younger than John the Baptist. So when John the Baptist was born, we know when it was. The Bible tells us. So you know 6 months later, Jesus Christ was born. So Jesus Christ was born in September. Conceived in December. That's what Satan's trying to hide with this Christmas thing. Trying to hide the virgin conception of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what your new Bibles do with that? In Isaiah chapter 7, a young maiden shall conceive. Well, any young maiden can conceive, but not a virgin.
Amen.
You understand? A body, in the book of Hebrews, a body hast thou prepared me. Who is the me? It's the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I've got that word right here. Now watch what he says here. Verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Who is Jesus Christ? He's God manifest in the flesh, beloved. Jehovah's Witness don't believe that. Jehovah's Witness believes he's one of God's created angels. He ain't. Now go back to Matthew 25 and 24. Matthew 24, 29. Immediately,
After the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give a light, stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. Has that happened yet?
No.
Is that future?
Yes.
Jesus Christ is prophesying of some things in the future? Then shall the Son of Man, verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the people of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Don't y'all dare sit there and let me do that. Dadgummit, somebody ought to throw the shoe or something. No. Who's going to mourn? Look at it. Look at verse 30 in the middle part. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they, the tribes, they, Israel, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. That ain't for the... Huh? Did we do something wrong? Look at verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Y'all know who the elect is? Y'all know how to find the elect? Go to Matthew 24 and I'll show them to you. You see, sometimes I read, and I was reading something the other day back in the Old Testament, and I said, God, I just don't understand this here. And well, you know why I didn't understand it? I quit reading. Right on down in the verse. There's the answer right there in the verse. A lot of times we quit before God gives us the answer. Don't give up. Don't give up. God, if you want the truth, God will give it to you. Now, if you don't want it, he ain't going to make you see it. Now, in Matthew 24, it was about the tribulation, about this time over here, after the church, the body of Christ, is raptured out. Now, he's talking about the... go to verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, what days is he talking about? The tribulation. You understand? Except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Why? Because if it went any longer, the very elect would turn from him. You understand? The very elect that God foreknew. Now, go back to Matthew 25, verse 31. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Well, don't we know when he's doing it? Immediately after the tribulation in Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And beloved, there ain't no angels coming at the rapture. You understand? The Lord himself is coming for me and you. He ain't sending no angel. But you find in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the wheat and the tares in the field, he said, let both grow together until the time of the harvest, and I will send the angels, and they shall gather out of my kingdom all things that offend, and them that do wickedly, and bind them and throw them in a furnace of fire. At the end of the tribulation over here, he sends his angels. The Lord went up, and he went up here. He spent 40 days with the apostles after he was resurrected. He ascended up into the clouds. Then after that, he went up above all heavens, and that's where this group of people here called the church, the body of Christ, are at right now. And when he comes down, he'll come back down in the clouds, and from that position, he'll send his angels down here, and I suspect we'll have a war in heaven up yonder. Michael and his angel will be fighting up yonder. And he's going to clean out the mess up yonder. They're going to come down to this earth, and they know they got just a short time. You see, there's two words in your Bible that tells me that about the time and times. Jesus Christ has times. Well, I tell you, being that I brought it up, let me show you. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Excuse me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Chapter what?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Colossians, Thessalonians. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians. If you go to Timothy, y'all supposed to be holding 1 Timothy 2, so we'll go back up to the left. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it's about the second coming and the gathering together, verse 1. Now, we beseech thee, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together with him. I believe that's two different times. That you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as we must ask. The day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day of Christ, shall not come, except to come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. In other words, the man of sin can't be revealed as long as we're here. You know why?
Because we're holding him.
Do you know why he can't be revealed?
He can't pour out his
wrath. We're withholding him. Look at what he says here. Verse this son of perdition. Y'all know who the son of perdition is, don't you? Jews are scared. Now, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, so that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you this thing, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Go to Revelations chapter 12. Revelations chapter 12, this war. Revelations chapter 12. When Satan's kicked out, chapter 12, verse, for time's sake, that ain't right. Verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. He ain't got much time left, and he knows it. And he's going to be getting on with the program the same as he's doing right now. And you know where his preachers are? In the pulpits. You find them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul writes us about that. His ministers are changed into the ministers of righteousness. And he said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Be careful of these angels. Be careful. But do you know that these 12 had angels? You know, I'm looking at some, and y'all are a good-looking bunch of people. I don't lie to you. Y'all know what you look like. I don't have to tell you. Wouldn't it be terrible if there was some angel somewhere around it that looked like me? Wouldn't that be terrible? But do y'all know Peter had an angel that looked just like him? And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, Jesus Christ is talking about some little people, and he said, they're angels in heaven. They got angels in here. We don't have angels in here. Now, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's don't do that. Let's just go on to Timothy. Let's go ahead. My time is running out. I got to narrow this thing down here, man. go to, you got first, you got the first Timothy, go to second Timothy. I believe that's where I want to go. Y'all give me a minute. My about done blowed my mind. Maybe it is First Timothy. Go to First Timothy chapter 6. Verse 13. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his, what? Times. You see the word times? Jesus Christ got more than one time to come. So when you see the word, the Lord's coming, you got to figure out, is he talking about the rapture, or is he talking about the second coming over here, as in John chapter 14, Jesus Christ told the apostles, he's dealing with the apostles only there. He said, I'm going to go away, but I will come again unto you. Well, and when he comes again, that's at the second coming over here. Not for the church, the body of Christ. Matthew 24, that ain't got nothing to do with the rapture of the church. That has to do with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 24 and 25. So Peter was told that you which have followed me in the regeneration, second coming, you will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now take 1 Timothy chapter 2 while you're here and go back to Revelation chapter 21. 1 Timothy chapter 2, Revelation 21. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, in reverence to God our Savior, verse 3, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Would God have all men to be saved today?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, would he want you to get into some kind of doctrine or argument with somebody?
No.
What would he want you to do? Preach the gospel to them. Make sure they're saved. Don't worry about what they believe. Take care of that later. But make sure they're saved. Because they can go to heaven without understanding right division. You understand? But they can't go to heaven without the gospel that Paul preaches. You can preach the gospel out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the hell freezes over, and that's where they'll wind up. You can preach Hebrews through Revelation till hell freezes over, and that's where they'll wind up. And hell ain't never going to freeze over, I can guarantee you that, because God Almighty said it won't. It's an eternal fire where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched. It's an eternal separation from God Almighty because of stupidity. And that's all I can call it. Because people will not trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They will believe that, oh, I'm gooder than old Joe over yonder. I don't get drunk. I don't cuss and I don't race my motor in the 10 or 11 o'clock at night when my neighbors is trying to sleep and all this. Well, I'm not as bad as he is, so God's got to let me in. No, he ain't got to let you do nothing unless you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you will, God will seal you into the body. You're sealed until the day of redemption and you can't get out of it. So if you don't want to get in it, don't trust Christ as your personal Savior and just go on to hell. They don't make no difference. God ain't going to make you get saved. It is your free will. Free will. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved? Come to the knowledge of truth. There is one God, one mediator. How many mediators are there?
One.
Who is that mediator? The man, Christ Jesus. Is there any other way that you can get to God without going through Jesus Christ?
No,
you can't. He just told you. Verse 6. Jesus, reference to Jesus Christ of verse 5. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Is Paul the teacher to the Gentiles?
Yes.
Yes, he certainly is. Is Paul the apostle to the Gentiles? Romans 11:13, Romans 15, verse 16. Paul the apostle to the Gentiles. Not one of the 12, not Jesus Christ. Leave them where God put them. Don't try to put them in here. Don't try to force God to do something that he ain't going to do. Don't try to take Hebrews through Revelation and force it in Romans to file in. God ain't going to allow it anyhow. It won't work. You're going to stumble and fall and trip. Now, 1 Timothy, while you're here, chapter 6. Verse 13 again. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the rapture. You understand? The rapture. He appears for the rapture. The Lord himself comes for the rapture of the church, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man hath seen nor can see. Do y'all see that? In John chapter 3, verse 13, me and Mr. Kittler were talking about this morning, that there's a verse there. Go there and look at it. And this ought to help clear us up. John chapter 3, verse 13. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Has anybody ascended up to heaven yet?
No.
Who's the only one up there? According to 1st. Y'all remember where you read the verse? 1 Timothy chapter 6. Who only hath immortality? This mortal, 1 Corinthians 15, this mortal must put on immortality. Well, how can you do that? There ain't but one way, and that's to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I appreciate you being here this morning. My time's up.